What's a duplicate?
An exact communication.
That's one thing. What else might a duplicate be?
Facsimile.
What else might it be? We use duplicates an awful lot here. In auditing, we use that word duplicate quite a bit. We better know its
picture.
Understanding. Now, what is a duplicate? I'm asking you just per plain Webster's definition of what does duplicate mean? Well, we need to spend too much time on this. All it means is the same as. Something which is the same as something else. Duplicate has to have an original to be a duplicate of course, so it bases a secondary consideration. I mean, that's very easy, isn't it? Just gave you that one just for a little bit of a twist-a-roo here. That's a manifestation of trying to make something out of, huh? Yeah, trying to make something out of that. If we're using it in Scientology, obviously it's complicated, so therefore the best thing to do is to make something more out of it. What is duplicate? It's something which is the same as something else. Now, if every time you hit that word in auditing or something of that character, you add that much comm lag and so forth going around where that word would appear in a definition or something of this sort, that would be interesting, wouldn't it? And it's quite interesting to take just the definitions themselves and just take the words out of them, you know, the English out of the thing. Unconsciousness. What's unconsciousness? Well, unconsciousness is an absence of awareness, a period of non-awareness, a degree of non-awareness. What is awareness? Awareness is a level of knowingness, perceptionness, certainness, and certainly an idea of beingness. It's an I am-ness. And in an absence of this, we get unconsciousness. Now, somebody's liable to tell you unconsciousness is something like steam, or it's a thing, it's a commodity. Had a fellow one time in Los Angeles who, well, of course you're liable to find almost anything in Los Angeles, but this fellow used to have some unconsciousness which crept up from the year two on his time track and used to seep along with ether up into the third and fourth years, and this caused him a great deal of trouble. As far as I know, no auditor ever solved it in his case. Fascinating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the poor guy was so bogged down in some sort of a very, very young operation that he found it absolutely impossible to think in any other terms than the very terms of that operation. Probably the phrase occurred in the operation something like that, the ether is leaking or something like that, or the unconsciousness is running out. You know, a lot of this used to baffle auditors every once in a while. It isn't necessarily true that people talking are talking in sequitur or comprehensible language. And you'd hit some kind of a phrase that would be off pattern in English. And the auditor right away would say, boy, that preacher is really dubbing in or something of this sort. Well, the auditor was granting that doctors and such things always talk logically. They don't. They don't, not at all. One of the worst engrams I ever ran was a series of medical jokes told during birth, during delivery. Very funny jokes.